This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Welcome back into Ion Houston. My name is Sean Pendergast. I am one half of the triple threat. I know that math sounds a little weird, but I am one half of the triple threat on afternoons 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 610, along with Rich Lord. And great to be with you on Ion Houston, and great to get a chance to talk to the executive director of a really, really cool event, an annual event here in Houston that gives the opportunity for a lot of kids here in Houston who may not normally get the chance to go to college, gives them the opportunity to get to do just that, to get to go further their education and play football at the same time. The event's called the Greater Houston Senior Football Showcase, and joining me to talk more about that event right now is the executive director, Coach Phil Camp, joining me on Ion Houston. Coach, how are you today?
We are blessed, man. I appreciate you guys having us on.
Yeah, so for those who haven't heard of the Greater Houston Senior Football Showcase, before we get into the specifics about this year's event, why not give us some background on it and tell us how the event came to be?
Well, this is our 11th year, and we have been blessed with the Texans joining us, and the Academy Sports and Outdoors has come on to be our title sponsor, and the Touchdown Club of Houston. But 11 years ago, I was the head football coach at Milby, and we weren't very good, Sean. I think we were 1-9 that year and had some kids that could play. They just, you know, nobody comes by to see a team that's 1-9. Had a center that was 6'4", 290 pounds, ran a 4.9, had a 4.4 GPA, 12 hours of college credit already, and a 1260 math verbal. And nobody came to see it. And I had remembered, when I was coaching down in South Texas, I would get all these postcards from these small schools in Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska saying, hey, coach, we're going to be down at the Holiday Inn. We're going to do a meet and greet. We'd love you to bring your players there. So I contacted our athletic director at the time, which was Daryl Wade, and I said, I'd like to put this on. We invite the colleges down for a day. We put on a NFL-type combine, and just for HISD kids, that was the first year. And lo and behold, 17 colleges came down to watch it. We were at on my campus at Milby High School, mm-hmm. had the coaches from all across the district. We had 187 kids from HISD schools, and all the coaches from the schools came over and ran the drills. And out of the 183, 103 received some type of offer. And the kid that we did this for, that I started this for, went up to Tabor, became a All-American, and went to medical school. Now he's a doctor.
Wow, that's an amazing story, and an educational opportunity for that student, and I would imagine a lot of the students, that they wouldn't have gotten without the avenue of football and the avenue of those early years of the showcase. You mentioned the academic component to it with that particular student, Coach, and I know that academics play a big part in this event and also play a big part in the showcases that I've been to. I know that there's a high demand not only for really good football players, but these schools that are coming there are looking for really good students as well, right?
Oh, they sure are. And I tell you what, Kobe Roden, who we worked together at Milby, he was the Play It Smart coach when we started this. Now he's an academic advisor over at Grand Oaks in the Conroe District. But Kobe had a great idea. He said, academic kids that are academically qualified that could play at Trinity or Austin College or anywhere have a 3.25 GPA, have a 1100 math verbal SAT or a 24 ACT. Let's put them in red shirts. And then the kids that have below that, a 2.5 up to a 3.1 and a 960 SAT and a 22 ACT, we'll put them in a gray shirt. So you see schools like Trinity and Austin College and Howard Payne and schools that have the high academic standards, they loved it. And, you know, they concentrate on the kids in the red shirts. And not that they don't take the kids in the gray shirts, but the kids with the red shirts, they know that they can already get them quite a bit of academic money.
Yeah, no, the kids in the red shirts are like the bell of the ball. because at a lot of these schools, they don't give athletic scholarships, but they do give academic scholarships. They've got to find a way to make the finances work, and the academics are certainly an avenue to do that, right?
Yes, it is. I mean, I just got word last night from my quarterback over at Kip Sunnyside, was accepted to Lakeland. And received $48,000 worth of academic money because of his grades. And I'm like, that'll work.
Yes, 100%, right? Absolutely, that'll work. Coach Phil Camp, the executive director of the Greater Houston Senior Football Showcase, joining me here on Ion Houston. The date is February 9th. I'm going to give out the date and the website right now, but we're still going to talk a little bit more here, Coach. But just in case people are wondering right off the top, February 9th, it's at the Texans Methodist Training Center there, what people like to call the bubble, right across the street from NRG Stadium. GHSFS.org is where folks can still go and register for the event right now. Now, Coach, we live in Houston, which I think I would put Houston up against any city in the entire United States when it comes to just the sheer volume of good high school football players. The caliber of player, I would imagine, that here in this town that needs to go to a showcase to get noticed, these are probably kids that would be top of the rankings in some of the states, smaller states up in the Northeast and things like that. There's probably some really good players at this thing.
There are a lot of good players. We had a young man from Dulles High School went to our second showcase. The first one we had at the Texans facility was a graduate of Dulles, went up to Trinity International University, graduated from there, and he's on a futures contract with the NFL.
Wow.
And yeah. So, you know, we've had quite a few of those stories. There's a Cedric Whitaker who played at North Shore, went to that same showcase, the second showcase, went down to Texas Lutheran and became a graduate assistant, and now he's the secondary coach at Baylor University. We got to see him here when Baylor was down here in the bowl game.
Yeah.
It was wonderful to see the young man, and he credits us with his passage to get to where he was. I said, son, you did that on your own. We just gave you an avenue.
Yeah, that's it. You arranged the meeting, and he did the heavy lifting. But getting that meeting arranged is a big deal. I guess just out of curiosity, Coach, is this something, this showcase, is this something that has been mirrored now in other cities? I feel like this is, other than maybe the sheer volume of talent, which you can't replicate unless you're in probably Los Angeles or Miami or other football hotbeds, but I would imagine the format of it is a pretty replicable format. Is this something that other cities have taken a look at what you've done here and they've tried to mirror and do those things in other states and regions around the country?
You are so correct, Sean. We have been, again, blessed. Terry Donahue comes down 7 years ago. And Chris Vaughn tells me, hey, Terry Donahue and his brother are going to come and want to talk about the showcase.
And this is Terry Donahue, former UCLA coach?
Former UCLA head football coach, yeah. Yeah, they the NFF, UCLA was playing Kansas State up in the Cotton Bowl, and, mm-hmm. and the guys from the NFF, Matt Sines, and then we're talking to him, Ron Dilatesh, we're talking to Coach about what we were doing down here. So they came down, and the next year they put it on. Well, the next year, people from the Orange Bowl came. So we have one in L.A. through Coach Donahue. We have one down in Miami through the Orange Bowl, and they're following our replica. Charles Arbuckle, who played for Coach Donahue and played in the league 12 years, has one now. This will be the fourth year at Carolina. And then Mel Farr Jr. and his brother Mike Farr are doing one starting at this year in Atlanta, Georgia. So, you know, we've been blessed. God has given us a great opportunity to help kids all across the nation. You know, we've in 10 years going on our 11th year, we've done over $100 million worth of scholarships, grants, and aid.
That's amazing. $100 million in scholarships, grants, and aid since the inception of the event. And I guess, as I mentioned, I've been to the event before. I've seen it. And just to kind of give people a visual, these coaches are here, and like you said, they're running NFL combine-style drills. But the kids all walk away, especially the ones who, as we mentioned, are the high academic achievers or the obvious kids who were, you know, physically just were missed because the sheer numbers. These kids, they walk away with stacks of brochures, and I would imagine a lot of them walk away, Coach, with offers on the spot. I've seen offers made on the spot to kids there.
They do. I mean, that one year that I know that you came down because you and I were talking.
Yep.
Avila University out of St. Louis, Missouri, was handing out scholarship papers right there for $25,000.
It's unbelievable.
And we were talking, and four kids had walked away from their table with that scholarship for $25,000.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. You know, I've had a lot of great days. I mean, I've been married 32 years. I've got two beautiful daughters, a wonderful granddaughter, and, you know, had a lot of great days, but one of the best days that I have is every afternoon after the showcase, I have some kid comes up to me and gives me a hug and said, "Coach, because of you, I'm going to college."
Yeah.
And that just makes all of us, I mean, we just look at each other going, "Oh, man.
Well,
wow, this is pretty special."
Yeah, it's that exponential effect, right? I mean, you're just planting the seed,
sir.
And then these are guys who are going to go out, and they're going to have that impact on hundreds and thousands of people down the road, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and we've got colleges that are coming down here. You know, I heard from Curry College in Milton, Massachusetts yesterday. He goes, "Coach, we've heard about this. We're going to jump into it. We want to recruit Texas. We're going to be down there. Tell me how this goes." So I'm telling him the same thing I'm telling the radio people. And he goes, "My goodness." He goes, "We're going to get some athletes."
Yeah.
We're going to get some Texas kids. And the thing about it is they know that the kids from Texas are coached well. It doesn't matter if you played six-man football out in the far west Texas or you played 6A football here in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio. All the coaches here in the great state of Texas are fantastic coaches and do a great job. And they know when they go away to college, their college coaches are like, "You know, yeah, we've got to fine tune, but these kids already have the basics, and we don't have to teach them football."
Yeah. And I think what's cool, what's really, really cool, and I'm talking to Coach Phil Camp, who's the executive director of the Greater Houston Senior Football Showcase coming up on February 9th at the Texans Methodist Training Center for high school football players, senior high school football players who are looking for a chance still to play in college next year. I think one of the really cool things, Coach, is a lot of these kids probably haven't been outside of Texas or outside of Houston before, and these are kids who are gleefully accepting offers to go to places that are, they may as well be 5,000 miles away. You know what I mean? But they're so excited for the opportunity to go play football. They're they're geographically agnostic when it comes to this. They're just so thirsty for that opportunity.
Bet. You bet. I've got two kids, excuse me, two kids that played for me at Milby that are up at Lakeland University up in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And Washington Vivanco was a all-conference defensive lineman this year. He is set to graduate next December. Jerry Ojeda didn't play this year. He gave up football, but he's still going to school. And I tell my kids, I don't care if you play another down of football. I just want you to go get that piece of paper that has your degree on it.
Yep.
And Jerry's not playing football anymore, but he's had the chance to go up to Lakeland. He loves it up there. And he's going to graduate next December also. You know, we have two kids from inner city Houston, went up to a little bitty town in Wisconsin that are going to come back to Houston with a degree. You know, and there are a number of kids that have done that.
Yeah. Yeah. Success stories galore. So we've told all these success stories, Coach. So let's get into the particulars here of February 9th, because kids can still enroll. If there's people listening right now, whether it's a player or whether it's parents of a player or somebody who knows a player who is still thirsty to play football and go on to get a great education, but they don't have a place to go do that yet. How can they register for the Greater Houston Senior Football Showcase?
We have a website, and all they need to do is go to www.ghsfs.org. Scroll down to the bottom, and it says register. All I got to do is click on that, and they can register. And it takes 10 minutes at the most.
And it's on February 9th, and I guess just kind of paint the picture. If I'm a kid that's, you know, I park my car at the Methodist Training Center there on February 9th, and then is it in the morning? What time would they?
Yes, registration. After you register, we start handing out the T-shirts and registration about 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So you'll get in line, and we'll make sure that you're on the list. If you're not on the list, we'll get you registered right there on site. And then you'll come in, and we'll have tables set up and hand you your T-shirts. You'll have a number on your shirt. And the reason that we have the numbers on the shirt is so the coaches can look and say, okay, I need a quarterback. I know the quarterbacks are number 1 through 37.
Mm-hmm.
So they can see that on the kid's shirt. And then we'll do the big boys, which all the college coaches love. The big boys, offensive line, defensive line, will go down and they'll do their one-on-one drills and their pass rush drills and their run block drills. And then the whole thing stops when we do the pass rushing drills. All the coaches, high school coaches, even the kids, the skill kids go down there and take a look at them. And we'll be testing at that time. We'll be testing the skill kids in the 40, the NFL shuttle, the vertical leap, and the bench press, the 225 or 185. And then we take about a half-hour break, and about 10:30, 10:45, we flip-flop. The skill kids go about and do their position-specific drills, quarterbacks, running backs, tight ends, wide receivers, DBs, linebackers. They'll do their specific. Then we'll do one versus one. We'll have a cornerback versus a wide receiver. We'll have a nickelback versus a slot receiver. We'll have a linebacker versus a tight end or a running back. And then we end it with 7-on-7. And the college coaches will have tables all around the bubble on the out of bounds line at the bubble. And they'll tell the kids, okay, I need you to come see me. A lot of them that have gotten smart and that have been to a whole bunch of ours showcases, they'll bring the little wristbands that say Hastings football or Curry football, and they'll tell the kids, here's the wristband, put it on, and then come see me afterwards. So they can talk to them afterwards at the table.
There you go.
I came up with that idea, and I've been telling the college coaches, man, and they're all going, Coach, that's a great idea. This way I don't have to.
That is great. Well, the event is February 9th. It's the Greater Houston Senior Football Showcase. If you're listening and you're a senior in high school that plays football, or you're a parent or a family member or a friend of somebody who you think this event might be a great fit for, ghsfs.org. It's February 9th at the Texans Methodist Training Center. Coach, that's Coach Phil Camp, Executive Director of the event, joining me here on Eye on Houston. Coach, really appreciate it. Congrats on all the success, and I would say, just on behalf of Houston high school football fans everywhere and fans of these kids, thank you for all the hard work you put in.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.